Hashem, we'll start the Mishnah momentarily, the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Beis Omid Aleph. Just a few comments about this halach of Tekef. We had a Tekef Legula Tefillah, and there's a whole discussion about what that means, exactly what Tekef Legula Tefillah means. There's one school of thought, that's the Rav Yo, headed up by the Rav Yo, one of the Bali Atosus, who says, Shalom Ledaber Ben Gula Tefillah. In other words, there's not a problem of Hefsek Shehiyah unless you belong to the Minhag of Asikin, but other than that, for everybody, each and every one of us, it's a matter of Dibur, not to be Mafsik B'Dibur, B'Sicha. There's no problem, no Iser with Hefsek Shehiyah, but Tosfos in Sota writes that the Shear of Shehiyah for the Tekef L'smicha Shechita is got to be less, that the waiting time has to be less than a Shear of Ba'alech Chof Beis Amma. And the Achronim say that according to Tosfos, it seems that even in the din of Smichus Gula Tefillah, the Shear of Shehiyah would be a Mahalech of Chof Beis Amma. It seems that there is an Iser Lahamtin Beinayim Klal. In other words, it should mamish be directly after Geula Tefila. And the Yerushalmi derives the mitzvah of the Kiyum of Geula Tefila from Tehillim Kuf Lamed Aleph. It says, just 1 second. No, that was for the question of Mayim. Of Netil Sidan, just 1 second. Where was the? Just looking here. Where was? Oh yeah, here's the pasuk. The pasuk is in Tilim Yutes. Yil Ratzon Imreifi Vegion Libi Lefanech Hashem Tzuriv Goli. And immediately afterwards, it says Yamcha Hashem Biyom Tzara. So the first pasuk refers to Geula Hashem Tzuriv Goli, and the next pasuk Yamcha Hashem is referring to Tefillah. Then we have Tekef l'netilas yadayim bracha, and the Yerushalmi derives this from a pasuk in Tehillim, se'u yadechem kodesh u'birchas Hashem. So we start with se'u yadechem, and that's referring to yadayim, to the netilas yadayim, and then u'barchu, it's referring to the bracha birchas hamazon. And the Yerushalmi says that this pasuk is a remez to Netil Siddayim Besuda, and therefore when it says Su Yadechem Kodesh, Tzorch Lag Bia Yadav, some have the minig of raising their hands, and the reason for that is Kedesh Lo Yachzru HaMayim HaTmeim L'Tamis Yadayim, that the water that became tummy should not go back. So by lifting it up, the water goes down. It shouldn't, shall we say, trickle back onto your hands. Now, this is a very important Gon, a Vilna Gon, who's Medayik from Rashi here, Dibra Maskel L'Netilas, that Rashi understood that Tekev L'Netilas Bracha, that Smichus G'Netilas Bracha, only applies to Mayim Achronim. It doesn't apply to Mayim Rishonim, meaning when you know Tol Yadav, there's no special Kpeda on what we call Smichus. And you don't have to be Zoyer that you immediately make the bracha of Hamotzi on the pas right after your Netilas Yadayim. Again, it's based on a sugyan chulin kuf vav amid beis, because the Gemara actually has a svara to say that all you have to do is wash your hands for achila once during the day, and that'll cover you throughout the entire day, because he's shomer es yadav b'nikiyus. However, there are those who seem to be medayik from the Yerushalmi that even with regard to Mayim Rishonim, it's halach of Tekef L'Netila Bracha, because the Yerushalmi says, Kol Mishu Hu Tokef L'Netila Siyadayim Bracha Ein Asot Mekatrik Ba'osa Suda. And it's not just Mayim Achronim, but it's also preparing and setting up the Suda, which means the Netila Rishona. Now, what is the whole purpose of Mayim Achronim? This is what we call Yadayim Mizuhomos. Perhaps he came in contact with Melech Sdomis, that's Gemara in Chulin, and he might touch his eye, so that's dangerous. And therefore, Netilas Yadayim in terms of Sofa Suda, which means Mayim Achronim, that's based on this Melech Sdomis, and that's a serious health issue. Now, later on in our Masechta on Daf Nun Beis, the Gemara is going to clarify that with regard to Netilas Yadayim before Seuda, there is a halacha of Tekef, meaning that you should start the Seuda. We discussed it earlier. And this is also included in the Tekifos here. And this din is not codified in the halacha. And the reason is because many Rishonim reject this din. But there is a din of tekef litchov netila lesuda, according to many, many Rishonim. So this is a pluta that'll take us all the way all the way through the generations, whether the tekef netila sudaim suda refers even to netila Rishonim. The Maskaras HaSugya is that Mayim Achronim is considered the Siyum Su'udah, but Hesech Hadas and Siluk Shulchan and Mashiach HaZiyadah B'Shemen are not considered Siyum Su'udah. So here we have a kasha, the Rabbeinu Yonah, based on a Sugya in Arvei Pesachim. It says there that once you make a statement, Havlon V'Nevarech, will bring us a Kos Yayin so we can bench, then he's not allowed to drink anymore. And this Lechara proves that Hesech Hadas itself is Gorim Siyum Hashtia. And to reconcile the two Gemaras, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that Hesech Hadas is not considered Siyum Suhuda as far as somebody wants to continue in eating, because Derech Od B'nei Adam Lahamshich B'Achila Misudik Tana L'Sudik Dola. And even though he had his chadas, it's quite common for a person to want to continue his suda. And therefore, it's only considered siyum suda with netilas yadayim. However, he says here that nechshav suda linya misha rotza lots of lishtos, as far as somebody who wants to go back and continue drinking, mipnei she'ein adam kovel atzmo kol kach al shesia, which means that in the case of Achila, if he wants to continue eating, so Hesek Hadas is not a Siyum Suda, because many people continue the Suda. But with regard to Siyum Suda, as far as someone wanting to continue to drink, it's not so common for a person to continue drinking after the Suda has completed. So if his mind, he has decided to complete the Suda, that becomes a Sof Siyum Suda as far as Shtia is concerned. All this, I'm just mentioning concepts and touching on the, how should I say, not the nitty-gritty, but just the tip of the iceberg as far as these halachas is concerned. Now, Kedusha and Bracha, this is interesting because it seems like the Bracha has to come immediately after, will be bestowed immediately after the Talmud Chacham comes into your life, and there won't be any Shihui. Then the Tziv Mivalojin says that the sheer tekef, as far as the bracha for being ma'areach at Talmud Chacham, is one full year. And according to that shita, you have to change a little shalosh tekifos hein, and it means three different types of tekifos, and each one might have its own sheer. And now we can start in Mirtz Hashem the Mishnah. During the time of the Mishnah, the minhag of people was to drink before the Suda a cup of wine, and then to eat parparos, like small fish and pargios, all different things that are gorer, that stimulate the appetite, the type of achila. And then they would bring the onto the shulchan all the food, the major food that made up the su'ud at the end of the su'udah before Birkas HaMazon. They would drink yayin again, and once again eat parpos. At the end of the su'udah, they would eat something called kloyos or lachmanios. We mentioned that when we discussed the sugya of pasa barbikis and various kinds of pastries. So now our Mishnah wants to clarify the din of Birkas HaYayin and Birkas HaParpos with regard to that which was minute noig after the suda. Berech al yayin shelifnei hamazon, poter sa yayin sheliachar hamazon. So they brought yayin at the beginning of the suda. He made a bar priya gofen, and that bracha will carry over till the end of the suda, even after the suda, when he drinks a little bit more wine, and he doesn't have to make another bracha on wine. The same, well, parallel halacha applies to parperes, berach ala parperes shelifnei hamazon, which again are those small fish that we spoke about, pargios. He doesn't have to make a bracha on the, let's say, the kloyos we said that he eats at the end of the meal, the lachmanios, and he doesn't have to make another bracha. So that we have a parallel here between the bracha on yayin, which covers him even for the yayin liachar suda, and the bracha on the parperis, which covers even the parperis liachar suda. Berech al hapas. Now he makes hamotzi on a pas, potes haparperes. In other words, he potes up all the macholim. Again, we're talking about macholim aboyim betoch hasuda. And we have to distinguish here between what's called lelafes es hapas and that which is not lelafes es hapas. And here's where Rashi, back on Daf Mem Aleph, has the shita that you would have to make a brocha rishona on macholim aboyim betoch hasuda, like for example if he eats tered or something and it's mazin. However, if he eats something lelafis basapas, only those items are potter from a brocha rishona. Tosus had asked a kasha from our Mishnah here, because here it says that mevarech al hapas potter saparperes, and a parperis is not something that's malafis is a pas. There are those who want to say that our Mishnah is talking about a din of paparos when it was in front of him on the shulchan at the time that he made the bracha on the pas. And this din is different than dvarim haboim basa'uda. Because dvarim haboim, the basa'uda, or dvarim that they bring out after the bracha on the pas, and therefore they're chayiv in a bracha. But here we're talking about something that's brought out in the suda, and therefore it's part of the hamotzi, it's part of the kviyas suda. He doesn't have to make another bracha, a bracha rishona we're talking about. Now the Mishnah continues, and we found the following: lo potar es hapas, which means that if he made a bracha on the parperes, which is the flip side, because we said that the hamotzi that he made on the pas covers him for the parperes, but he has to keep in mind that the flip side is not true. The bracha on parperes, lo potar es hapas, and l'chor you would ask, that's obvious. What was the chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course, the bracha on parperes is not going to pot to the pas, because if he makes a bracha on pargios, for example, he makes a shahako, what was the other possibility that we spoke about? The little fish, so he's going to make a shahako. So what are you going to tell me? That patas is hamotzi. What was the hava mean here? So the teretz of the name of the piskei arid, and that is that we could have thought that just like parperes before the suda, patas up the parperes li'achara suda, even though they're not necessarily the same brachos, okay? But parperes tiftar, and therefore parperes tiftar gamas apas, even though it's a totally different bracha. And that's why the Mishnah had to tell me, no, parperes shelfnei mozon, could patra parperes liachra mozon, but not pas. Now let's give a little bit of background to the Tosus Rid and the Piskei Arid, who says that you would have had a havamina to say that the parperes lifnei asuda patters up the parperes liachar asuda, even though they have different brachos, and I'm going to explain that in just a minute. So too, parperes would patter up the bracha on pas. That was the havamina. Therefore, lo patters on pas. The Mishnah to say lo patter pas. So let's talk a little bit about parpaos. In order to explain where the Tosfos Rid is coming from, Piskei Arid is coming from, he has a kasha here, because Rashi in our Mishnah, L'chor is Soser Ula on Daf Mem Aleph. Ula on Daf Mem Aleph says that if you have two foods, one is a Borei Pri Adama, the other is a Borei Pri Ha'etz, and they're both in front of you, then you have to recite both brachos, and the bracha Bar Pi Adam is not going to cover you for the Peres Ha'etz, even though the bracha Bar Pi Adam is a bracha koleles, that includes within it Pri Ha'etz as well. And therefore, Rashi in our Mishnah is difficult, because Rashi says that what is the parparos, parparos that he eats before the mazon? It's pargios or dogim, meaning it's a shahakol. And what are the parparos that he eats after the mazon? Those are kloyos velachmonios. Their bracha is pori mine mizonos. So how is it possible that the Mishnah says that parperes shelifnei mazon potar es a parperes shelachar mazon, when they're two different brachos? And the Tosus Rid gives the following answer, that if, let's say, you recite a Birka Shahakol on a parperes before the mazon, then we said that was appropriate for pargios and dogim, then it patters up the parperes liachar mazon, because the two parpos are both litzorach asuda. In a sense, the suda is sandwiched between the opening parperos and the closing parperos. And in two minim that are coming for the tzorach hasuda, the morachon min echad, bracha shahakol, which is a bracha koleles, he can patter up another bracha, even if the other minim are technically machayev, a different bracha. So we see that in order to make sense of our Rashi and Parperos, even in the case of a principle that says that two minim that require two different brachos, is each min requires its own bracha. But parparos, even though it's two different brachos, a shahakol before the suda and a mizonos after the suda, nevertheless, one bracha, in this case shahakol, patters up the other need for a bracha, and that's the parparos that comes liachasud. And the reason for this is the two parparos are coming with tzorach hasuda. They become like almost one unit. You skip over the suda, but otherwise it's one continuity. But when you have two different brachos on two different minim, then clearly you would have to make the two brachos. Now, when a chabura gets together to be soed and the koveya suda together, chachamim established that one person should be mevarech b'kol ram to be motzi the others yidei choves bracha. And this is actually based on a pasuk in Mishle. And the pasuk in Mishle reads the following, berov am hadras melech. So we want one bracha that integrates many mevarechim. Many mevarchim, one ma'isa bracha, that's hadras melech. And we find, for example, in Bari Mori Eish, the Gemara is going to tell us later on, that one should be motzi the rabbim, and that's also rovam hadras melech. And this is a principle that repeats itself in many different cases, and it's brought down la'aloch in the poskim. And therefore, if we apply that here in a case where many people are soed together, then it makes sense that one person is going to recite the bracha on behalf of everyone. And they used to do also what's called heseba. They would lean on the left side, on a mita, on a bed. But achilin shesia was derech yeshiva, which was called derech arai. So they wouldn't be koveya suda, that you're not allowed to do. But what they would do is create a chabura. What does that mean? It means they would all do haseva together. Let's eat together, kind of thing. Let's break bread together. And in such a case, one person is motzi the others by reciting a bracha b'kol ram. And the reason why I want one on behalf of the many is because of the kiyum of Barov Am Hadras Melech. Now, if on the other hand, they didn't do this hatoya letzad smol, there was no haseva, then it's really ad achil and shesia derech haroi. Because again, if you did it at Derech Keva, you would do it by laying on a bed. That was the minig in that time. So there's no kvias sudi yachad in a case where many of the people, the chachamim, who are eating here together are sitting, standing, anything but heseva. So that becomes a yeshiva derech haroi without a kvias sudi yachad. Our Mishnah is going to address the question, when is it that each person should have to make a bracha unto himself, and when do we say that one person makes the bracha on behalf of everyone? Hayu yoshvim kol echad mevarach liatzmo. So if they're all sitting, and in a case of sitting, they don't integrate to form one chabura, is therefore each person will make his own, he recite his own bracha. And that's called heseba. Now we're familiar with heseba on Leil Pesach, but here also is a din of heseba. So as long as it's yeshiva, then each person is a separate entity. He's not integrated into chabur. Each one has to make his own bracha. And that's, you know, there's no kviya suda without heseba. And therefore, we get to the second halacha here, and that's hesebu is echad mevarach lekulam. Now, what does that mean, hesebu? Let's assume it means that they were kovei suda together at the same time and at the same place. And then mevarach lekulam on one person is going to recite the bracha for all of them. And here we turn to daf mem beis amid beis. Bolehem yayin besoch hamazon kol echad v'echad mevarach liatzmo. So even though when they were kovei the suda, we said hesebo is echad mevarach lekulam. One person makes the bracha for everyone, and this includes both birkas hamotzi and birkas hamazon. Both of them is if there was no hesebo echad, each one recites the bracha by himself. But in hesebo is echad mevarach lekulam. Now, there does seem to be a difference between them. In the din of Bracha Rishona, even if both Sodim Echad Mevarech Kedei Lahotzi Chavero, but in the din of Bracha Achrona, only if you have three people together who are eating and they want to be Mevarech, then you could say that one person will patra up the others. But even though they had a seva and one person is mevarach for the bunch, but when it comes to yayin, everyone is mevarach liatzmo. And apparently this Mishnah is continuing what we said before. If you go back to the previous Amud, you'll see that if the chabura has sebi yachad, then one person could recite the bracha and pat up the acherim. That in the case of Birkas HaYayin, the Mishnah continue by telling us that we don't have a din that the bracha of Yayin in the middle of the Suda would be potter based on the Birkas HaYayin at the beginning of the Suda. So that's what he says, Bolehem Yayin B'soch HaMazon, in the middle of the Suda, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarech Liatzmo, V'Yein Echad Mevarech Kidei Liftar Es HaCherim. So that even though with regard to Haseba v'Chabura, one of them Mesubim is Mevarech and he patters the other, but not with regard to the Yayin that comes in the middle of the Suda. Ein Echad Mevarech Liftar Es HaCherim. Then the Mishnah continues that if they bring Yayin Achar HaMazon, then Echad Mevarech L'Kulam. In other words, that the Yayin L'Achar HaMazon is part of the Su'ud, is part of the Chabura of the Su'ud, I should say. And therefore, once again, Echad Mevarach L'Kulam, and he patters up the rest of the Chabura with Baroma Avad Hadras Melech. Ve'hu Omer, and when one person makes a bracha on the Yayin, he should also make a bracha of Borei Atzei Besomim on Reach, on Mugmar in this case, which is a kind of a ktores, right? They burn these very beautiful, fragrant scents on the fire, and one person will make the bracha on behalf of everyone else. Afal pi she'ein mevi'en es ha-mugmar el yachar asuda. In other words, they bring the mugmer after Birkas HaMazon, so it's not really Tzorchei HaSuda, but nevertheless, the same person who made the bracha on the ayin at the end of the Suda, he's Zoche in this bracha because he began the bracha on the Suda, other brachas on Suda, therefore he finishes it up with the bracha on the Reach. It's almost like a maskel b'mitzvah, Omrim lo Gemar. The Gemara says the following. We learned in that Mishnah that if you made the bracha on the ayin before the mazon, it patters up the ayin liachar mazon. And we said we imagined like a bridge between the ayin before the bracha, the mazon, and the ayin after the mazon. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omar Rab Yochanan, Lo Shanu, this din that the ayin lifnei mazon patters the ayin liachar mazon only what? Ela b'shabbos v'yom tovim. Hoil the onam koves u'dos al yayin. Is therefore his das is to sit and drink the water at the Siyum HaSuda before Birkas HaMazon, because that's part of the din of Shabbosus and Yontif, that we're very makpid to have Yayin not only Lifnei HaSuda, and that would be Kiddush, but also Yayin on Yayin that comes after the Suda. And therefore, if he made the bracha on the ayin before the suda, his das was on the ayin even after the suda. And that's called hoil the adam koveya sudoso al hayayin. And this is based on a gemara in Masechta Pesachim, the last perek, that there's a mitzvah to drink yayin on Yom Tovim, midin Simchas Yontif. And even on Shabbos is a Shtias Yayin as a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. And the source in the poskim for this is our Gemara right here in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Torah says that there's no Chiyuv Shtias Yayin in Sudas Shabbos. It's only in Sudas Yontu because of the special mitzvah of Simcha. But nevertheless, the Rav Shulchan Aruch tells us that even though there's no Chiyuv, according to the Shita Satur and others, to be shosa yayin b'shabbos, nevertheless, if it's an oneg in the shtia, then it's definitely a kiyum mitzvah, and a person should try to seek that out in order to enhance his mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Now that's with regard to yayin on Shabbos and yontif. And he writes that aval b'shar yamos hashana, where it's aimed darko shalot and lekvos udos layayin, therefore mevarech al kol kos v'kos. He makes a bracha on each kos. He's like what's called a nimlach, someone who changed his mind all of a sudden out of nowhere to drink something or to eat something. That's called nimlach. And therefore he makes a bracha on each kos, because it's as if he's starting a new shesia, and therefore he has to make a bracha. Itmar Nami, and that's what we learned in the basement. Shomer Rabba Bar Mori, Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Lo Shanu. When the Mishnah says that the brach on the yain before the suda patzes yof on the yain leach suda b'shabbos yom tov, ubishah sha'adam yotze mi beis hamerchatz, ubishas hakozes dam hoil vi adam koveas sudos al yain, avo v'shar yimos hashanu varach al kol kos v'kos. So this limud here of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi adds something that we didn't know before. Just like on Shabbos and Yontif, a person is koveh sud al yayin, so too when a person leaves a beis hamerchatz. And Rabbi Yonah explains that it would seem in Masechta Nedarim that their derech was be koveh sud al yayin b'shah sheyotzim mi beis hamerchatz. Maybe that's because they went to the Schwitzbad and the sauna, and yayin was considered something that would be healthy for them. However, it does say in the Darim that derech lishtos kos achrei yitzia mibeis hamerchatz, but it doesn't say yayin over there. It only says lishtos kos. The impression you get, it's a cup of hot water. It doesn't say anything about yayin there. So I'm not sure if that gemara is going to be the source for this din that we're learning here of yotzei mibeis hamerchatz. Because I don't think he's talking about yayin over there. Okay, now what other days or moments will engender Shtiyas Yayin as a healthy kind of thing? And that's going to be what's called Hakazus Adam, those days on which he lets blood. And Yayin apparently is a kind of refuah for the letting blood. But the Chachamim in Shabbos say that Le'achar HaKoz Adam Tzarch Se'uda, maybe he has to eat a full meal. But Shmuel does say over there in Shabbos that he should be Kovel Le'suda on Yayin. Now the Rosh says that these additions of B'shah Shalom Yotze Mi'beis HaMeretz B'shah HaKoz Adam, that's not really from the Lashon HaGemara. This was an addition at the time of the Gaonim, because that's what the Gaonim paskin. Okay, now we get to the case of Rabba Bar Mori, Ikla Lebei Rava B'chol. Rabba visits the house of Rava on a chol, on a weekday, and Chazi Debarach Lefnei Amazon, V'hadar Baruch Liachar Amazon. And he noticed that Rava made a bracha on Yayin before the Suda, and again a second bracha on Yayin Liachar Suda. Amar Leis, so Rabbi said to him, Yishar, which means Yashikayach, Yofa Sisa, V'chein Amar Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, because that's exactly what Rabbi Shur Ben Levi had said, and that's what Rabbi had quoted in his name, that during Chol, on a weekday, you need a separate bracha on Yayin, a second bracha on Yayin, and the Yayin that he drinks after the Suda. The Gemara now brings another Maisa, which is going to clarify what was the case of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Ikol Bei Abai B'Yontif. So Rabbi Yitzchak is now a guest in Abai's home on Yontif. Chazyeh, and Rabbi Yitzchak sees Abai, he watches him very carefully. Debarech HaKol Kosa V'Kosa, that he makes a separate bracha on every single kos that is brought out in the Suda, even though he already made a bracha on the Yayin before the Suda. Amole, so Rabbi Yitzchak asks Abaye, lo sover lemar lehodr of Yishuv ben Levi, didn't you learn that based on Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, the bracha in a yontif on the Yayin before the meal, it will cover him for the Yayin during the meal? And he doesn't need to, to be nimlacht. You know, he doesn't have to hesitate drinking yayin. Amalei, so Abai responds, I'm not rugil to be koveh suda la yayin, and therefore nimlach ano. Now, what does that mean that he wasn't rugil lishtos yayin? Is it because he wasn't makpid on the mitzvah simchas yontif? So the Tosa Rosh says it's because he was very poor and he couldn't afford more yayin, and therefore it was not, Abai did not have this minog of setting up yayin at the end of his suda. So you can't tell me that when he recited his bracha on yayin lifnei suda, he had in mind to drink a kos of yayin at the end of his suda. Therefore, if it chanced upon him, he would have to make a new bracha. He has the status of a nimlach. So again, even though the general rule is that on Shabbos for Yontif, and this is how we interpret our Mishnah, the yayin before the suda patters up the yayin after the suda, but that's only assuming he has some sort of das to drink wine before the end of the suda. But in the case of someone like Abai in our Gemara that didn't have in mind to drink yayin at the end of the Suda, he's called a nimlach. It's like a trilas hashtir. He has to make a bracha on the yayin liachar Suda. And that seems to be the maskon of Asugya, that if somebody had das, or shall I say, assuming he did not have das to drink, he had das shalolish tosod, he's not allowed to be chosav v'shosa without a bracha rishona. And we'll see this in Psachim in the last perek. However, we had a Gemara back on Omid Aleph that Hesek Hadas Me'achila is not Goreim Hefsek Hasuda. So So therefore, even someone who, in his mind, he was going to be mafsi, he was going to complete his achila, he's allowed to continue eating without a bracha rishona. And what it means is that hesek hadas from achila is a temporary kind of, it's not a real final entity. But when we get to shtia, and we're talking about yayin here and yayin at the end, then there's a din of nimlach, which generates a chiyuv bracha rishona as far as, but only as far as shtia is concerned. So it's a new din of nimlach for shtia. Because ein l'shtia kviyas kol kach. You know, to say that he's really koveh suda, and he's koveh on the yayin even after the suda, and he connects it with the yayin before the suda. It's hard to say that he really had a full-fledged das for something like that. Okay, now we're up to the following. Iboiluhu. Bolem yayin betocha mazon. Okay, that we covered already. Just one second. Oh, bolo. Bolo yayin lehem yayin betocha mazon. And they recited Baruch Pi Agofen. Maushi yiftar es hayayin shaliacha mazon. In other words, let's take the case, for example, of Shabbos and Yontov. So he said the yayin lifnei mazon patur zop, the yayin liachar mazon. What about a case of yayin shebolem besocha mazon? So it was b'yemtza mazon. It was b'yemtza suda. In other words, is there a special halach on the yayin that comes before the Suda, that bracha on the yayin could pati you up for the yayin after the Suda? But maybe it's different in the case where they bring him yayin in the middle of the Suda. So Gemara says, imtim tzalomar, if Yisvar would say that, let's look in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, berach ala yayin shalifnei ha-mazon, potus yayin shaliach ha-mazon. And you want to say the following, let's make an analogy that just like the yayin before the suda patters up the yayin after the suda, so too, and maybe even with the kalvachomer, the yayin in the middle of the suda should patter up the yayin shaliachra suda. Zu eina raya mishum dezeh, this yayin that comes before the suda is bakede lishtos. Vegam zeh, the yayin that comes the achar suda, is balkidei lishtos. So we have two different shesios, but they're really equal in their significance. And therefore the din is that the brachas hayayin before the suda patters up the yayin liachar suda. Aval hocha, but here we're talking about a case where the din of birchas hayayin during the suda is the ze lishtos vize lishros lo. So the yayin before the suda and the yayin after suda is all lishtos. It's all of one ilk. There are two shtios, but they're really equal in their chashivas. One is before the suda, one is the after the suda. The bracha lifnei suda could patter up to one after the suda because the two shtios are shavim b'shavim, so to speak. They both have the same level of chashivas. But hacha, in the case of yayin that's besocha suda, dezeh lishtos v'zeh lishros. The yayin before the suda is what we call lishtos. It stimulates the appetite. But zeh, the one that you drink in the suda, is lishros. It helps the machal, the food that you're eating, sort of settle down in his belly, in his intestines. And his bracha is not chashuva, this bracha lishros, as the bracha of lishtos. So it's possible that the yayin in the middle of the suda, which is a yayin lishros, but not a yayin lishtos, lo, it would not pat to the yayin after the suda. Dilma, perhaps, Loshna, there should be no difference between the bracha on yayin that comes before the Suda and the bracha on yayin that comes in the middle of the Suda. That in both cases, he's drinking the wine. Loshna, in other words, there's no difference between the bracha on the yayin of Lishtos and the bracha of yayin of Lishros. In other words, we're not going to make this distinction between Lishros and Lishtos. So now the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas on this very point. Rav Omar Poter, that the bracha of Yayin in the middle of the Suda patters up the Yayin Liachar Suda. Rav Kahana Omar, the Yayin Besoch HaSuda Eno Poter as a Yayin Shaliachar HaSuda. And now the Gemara brings another round of Amoraim who argue in the same exact vein. Not Rav Nachman Omar Poter, he holds like Rav. And Rav Sheshes Omar Eno Poter, he holds like Rav Kahana. Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda and all the Talmidim of Rav, they would say Eino Poter. So let's just go through the Shitas again. Rav says Poter with the Yayin B'soch HaSuda. Rav Kahana Amar Eino Poter. Rav Nachman says Poter like Rav. Rav Shesha says Eino Poter. And that's like Rav Kahana. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, and all the Talmidim of Rav, they all say Eino Poter, which is the Shita of Rav Kahana. I'm not exactly sure what gives them jurisdiction, what gives them the license to argue against their Rebbe. That's a question. So now, what do we learn for Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says Poter. The yayin in the middle of the mazon, in the middle of the suda, pats up the yayin liachamah. So Rav Esakashim, Rav Nachman, Esvei, Rav Lev Nachman, Bolehem, we have a Mishnah, Bolehem, yayin, besocha mazon, and it says, kol echem v'echem mevarach li atzmo, and dafka liachamah, so then it says, echem mevarach li kulam. So it's explicit in our Mishnah, that yayin in the middle of the mazon does not pater the yayin li'achar mazon, and therefore the Mishnah requires that you make a bracha again on the yayin. So what we're saying is that Rav Nachman has a proof from our Mishnah. It's a pretty clear proof because it says kol echad v'echad mevarach li'atzmo in the case of yayin b'soch hamazon. And then, if they get Yayin Liachar HaMazon, Echad Mevarach L'Kulam. So Rav derives from our Mishnah that Bolehem Yayin B'toch HaMazon is the bracha he makes on Yayin B'soch HaMazon would not pater him up for Yayin Liachar HaMazon. Because the Mishnah says Bolehem Yayin B'soch HaMazon Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarach Li'atzmo Boleach HaMazon Echad Mevarach L'Kulam. So it's pretty explicit in the Mishnah that the yayin in Besocha Mazon doesn't pater the yayin Liachar Mazon because it says Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarach Li'atzmo, which means that even though he made a bracha on the yayin in the middle of the Suda, he has to make a bracha on the yayin at the end of the Suda. So the way that Rav understood the words of the Mishnah, Bolem Yayin Liachar Mazon Echad Mevarach L'Kulam, he said the following, that if one person wants to be motzi the others on yayin liachar mazon, then he can't do that in the case where the yayin came besocha mazon. But it means that there is a chiyuv bracha on the yayin in addition to the bracha that he recited betocha suda. Amalei, so this is a kasha, of course, on Rav Nachman, who says that yayin besocha suda, that bracha patzuf yayin of liachar suda. Amalei, so Rav Nachman responds to Rava, and he says the following, Hachi comes, this is what the Mishnah has in mind. If Yayin comes in the middle of the Mazon, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarach Li'atzmo, But lo balahem yayin betoch hamazon, but rather the yayin comes in liachar hamazon, is then because the din of chabura is echad mevarech lekula. Now, if you go with that pshat, then we cannot learn anything from the Mishnah about yayin betoch hamazon, whether it would or it wouldn't patur the yayin sheliachar hamazon, because our Mishnah is only coming to teach you that if they had yayin betoch hamazon, then each person has to make a separate bracha. Now, if lo balahem yayin b'socha mazon, it means, and now we have to add a little bit to the Mishnah, elo liachra mazon, then the yayin shel liachra mazon certainly has a chi of bracha, and echad mevarach lekula, because that yayin is something that comes for the chabura, as we discussed many times. So the Tana here is sort of so same as Dvarav. And the Amoraim are trying to figure out what exactly the Tana meant. And sometimes they'll say, Hochamai Askinen, Hochikomer, etc., etc. So the Gemara here says, Armalei Hochikomer, which Rav Nachman defends himself with a new reinterpretation of the Mishnah. And even though it's not written in the language of the Mishnah, but this we can push in, Bedochak, into the Kavodas HaMishnah. We don't even have to change the Nusach HaMishnah, so we don't have to say Chisuri Mechsura. But again, we have to add that little piece that when the Mishnah says that that liachar mazon echad mevarach lekulam, what the Mishnah is saying is that if they didn't have yayin besocha mazon, but they had yayin liachar mazon, is then echad mevarach lekulam. Whereas Rav understood that when it says bolem yayin betocha mazon kol echad mevarach liatzmo, and liachar mazon echad mevarach lekulam, that even though it was one case, one scenario, that they brought yayin besocha mazon, and now liachar mazon echad mevarach lekulam, because it was liachar mazon, right? And if it was liachar mazon echad mevarach lekulam, that's yayin bo liachar mazon. But if it was bo yayin besocha mazon, that each person would have to make his own bracha, and in such a case, we would not say that liachar mazon echad mevarach lekulam. I mean, we could say echad mevarach lekulam, but we would definitely require a bracha, even though the yayin came in the middle of the suda, and they made a bracha in the yayin of the suda, but that's not enough. And that's called eino poter, and he has to make a bracha on the yayin liachar suda. But Rav Nachman responds to Rava with a new interpretation of the Mishnah. And it means that Bolem Yayin B'tocha Mazon, everyone has to make his own bracha, lo Bolem Yayin B'tocha Mazon, but rather the Yayin came Liachar Mazon, Echad Mevarach Lekulam. But we don't know from this Mishnah if Yayin B'tocha Mazon would patter up the Yayin Liachar Mazon. Now, we learned in the Mishnah back on Omer Aleph that Berech Alapas, Potos Aparperes, but Alaparperes lo Potos Apas, Beit Shammai Omrim, Af lo Maisa Kedera. So when we read the Mishnah on Omer Aleph, we didn't explain Beit Shammai, Af lo Maisa Kedera. That's what the Gemara is going to try to clarify now. What is the machlokas here between Beit Shammai and the Tanakama? Iboilahu, Beit Shammai Aresha Pligi. Is Beit Shammai arguing on the ratio of the Divrei HaTanakhama Dilma Asefa Pligi, or he's only arguing on the Seifa? And the Gemara now clarifies that Sofek. If we say the Beit Shammai is Cholkim ala Reisha Dekomar HaTanakhama, the Tanakhama says in the Reisha, Berech ala Pas Potos HaParperes, even though the Parperes is not called Litzorach Seuda, it's not coming to fill up his body, but rather to be gorer es ha'achila. So it means that according to Tanakhama Kolshken, how much more so? That if he made a broch on the pas, then he patters with his brocha maisek, there's some sort of tavshil, which is coming to fill his body, his belly. I mean, if he patters up parperis, which is not there to fill his belly, how much more so is the pas going to patter him up for that which is lozun mamish? And then Beit Shammai comes to tell us that he disagrees with these two dinim. Blow me, boy, he holds. It goes without saying the parperes, the lo potrelu pas. It goes, nobody has to even raise an eyebrow about the fact that the brach on the parperes is not patted up by the bracha on the pas. When I say nobody, that's the opinion of Beit Shammai. Ella, afilu ma'isa kidera nami lo potar birchas apas. So it means that in that case, the first side in the Gemara's Sofek is that parperes lo pochelu pas. The pas is not poter the parperes. O Dilma a Seifa, please. Perhaps Beit Shammai's arguing on the Seifa. The Ketani was to say in the Seifa Berech Alah Parperes lo poter sa pas. And let's be medayik. That pas hu de lo potar, avo maisa kidera potar. Vi asu Beit Shammai lemeimar di afilu maisa kidera nami lo potar. So it means if he made a brach on parperes, not only does he not potter up the pas, but not only that, he can't be potter up a maisa kidera. So the two tzadim in the Gemara is as follows. Let's just summarize the two tzadim. And the Gemara ends up with a take. So the suffix of the Gemara is, what would Beit Shammai say about the relationship between Birchas HaPas and Tavshil, Maisa Kedera? And the Gemara goes through two possibilities. One possibility is to say that Beit Shammai is Cholik on a Reisha. That would give us a more extreme Machlokes, a double Machlokes. And it would go like this, that we're reading Beit Shammai in the following way. I don't accept Beis Hillel as far as the ratio of Berech El HaPas, Potter Sapar Peres. In my opinion, it goes without saying that how could the Baruch of HaPas, Potter Sapar Peres, which is not Lazun, it's not an integral part of the Suda. And it goes without saying, Kolshkein, that if a person makes a bracha on Pas, then, again, this is going to be the Sefer that's implicit in Beit Shammai, or I shouldn't say Beis Hillel, I should say Tanakama. The Tanakama implicitly would say within it that if Birchas HaMotzi, if the Broch on the Pas could patter up a Parperis, which is not Lozun, then how much more so goes without saying that it would patter up Maisa Kedera. And Beit Shammai now, when he says Aflo Maisa Kedera, is arguing even with the Maisa Kedera, that even in the din of Maisa Kedera, the Pas, the Birchsa Pas, is not a Poteris, even though the Maisa Kedera is an essential part of the Suda and it's Kedei Lozun. How much more so goes without saying that the Bracha on the Pas could certainly not Pater up to Parperis, which is not an integral part of the Suda, it's not Kedei Lozun. But it's a possibility now to say that that Beit Shammai is Dilma Seifa Pligi, which means that in between the Reish and the Seifa, Beis Hillel, I'm sorry, when I say Beis Hillel, I mean the Tanakama. Beis Hillel's name is not mentioned, but the Tanakama, when he said that Berech HaLapas, Lo Potter, that according to Tanakama, Berech HaLaparperes, Potter, Alapas Potter Esha Parperes is here, is where Beit Shammai argues, but only in this case. Why? Because the Parperes is not part of the Suda. However, Beit Shammai would say, according to this second possibility, which is called a Seifa Pligi, that Hamavarech al Parperes, just one second. Sorry, it took me a while. Let's clarify what the word Seifa means here in this Gemara. Sorry, I got confused. The Seifa means that Birech al Parperes lo potar es hapas. And the diuk is that the Brach and the Parperes doesn't potter the pas. The pas is the Hamotzi, but it would potter the Tavshil, the Maisa Kedera. Now again, I'm not exactly sure if both the Parperes and the Maisa Kedera have the same bracha, that we have to figure out exactly what the bracha is on the Parperes. And we said, if you recall, that the Parperes at the end of the Suda is a Bar Minei Mizonos. some sort of a pastry, but we're probably not talking about that parparis. We're talking about the parparis at the beginning of the Suda, which would be pargit or small fish. So that's a shakel near bidvaro. So he made a bracha on the parparis of a shakel, and the question is whether that would cover him for the maisa kedera. And Basil in this, again, I said Basil, and the Tanakam in the Sefer says that ala parparis lo potar es hapas, but it means it would be potar a maisa kedera. And Beit Shammai wants to disagree in the Sefer, and he's saying that the bracha on the parparis would not potter up a maisa kedera. For sure, it wouldn't potter up a pas. That goes without saying, and that that even Tanakam agrees. So Beit Shammai wouldn't have to confirm that, but he wants to go a step further. Whereas the Tanakam is implying that a bracha on the parperes would potter up a maisa kedera. So let's for a minute go back to the Mishnah. One second. And the Mishnah says over here, Birech alapas poter esapar peres, fine. Alapar peres, lo poter esapas. And I was hoping that there'd be some discussion here about Maisa Kedera. I'm not seeing that. One second. Not getting any clarity here. Let me just... Again, we discussed back in the Mishnah, we didn't know why there was a havmin to, that the Mishnah had to be mechadish, that a bracha on the parperes would not cover the pas. I mean, the pas requires for sure its own bracha, so the shakal and pargis would not pater up hamotzi. And we said in the name of the Piskei Arid that we would have had a havamina that parperes lufnei asuda paters up parperes liachar asuda, and therefore, even though they're two different brachas, so the parperes tiftar gam es hapas. That was the havamina. So that's what the Tosus Rid says, and the Tosus Siyad Rimasal Berach says that the Parperes in our Mishnah is a pas tsnuma shesharos or bekara, and its bracha is mizonos. So the Mishnah wants to say that even though on the Parperes, which is kind of like a pas, you might think it would part to the pas. Oh, so if you go with Tosus that the bracha on the Parperes is Boromine Mizonos, then perhaps the Tavshil would also be Boromine Mizonos. I don't know. It depends what's in the Tavshil. And then according to Tanakam of Beit Shammai, Tanakam would say that a bracha on the Parperes, which is a Boromine Mizonos, could pat up another Boromine Mizonos of the Tavshil. And Beit Shammai disagree because that bracha and parperes like a separate entity. It's not really part of the Suda in the full sense. It's only a preparation for the Suda. If, on the other hand, we're going with Rashi and the Piskei Arid, then the bracha and the parperes are shakol, maybe the Tavshil itself is also a shahakol. And then the Tanakam would hold that the bracha of shahakol and the parperes patuza a shahakal on the Tavshil. All this has to be studied, I think, in greater depth. The Gemara obliges with a teku, a suffix, and ibaydelo ifshite. And we see very often the Gemara leaves a question hanging with a teku. And what that sounds like is that we have to wait till Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe. You know, it's no chacham really has the license to come up with an answer to the question. But sometimes the Gemara just finishes up with a suffix without adding the word teku. And then if a chacham would come along and find a raya, then we would paskin like that raya. And it's interesting, the Aruch says that the word teku comes from the shorish tik, meaning we don't know what's inside of it. That's also in the case of a Sofik Shalom Nifshat. Tosfos Yontif says that the word teku is takoi, the leave it where it is. You know, teku, here's where it stands. And the Tosfos Yontif says that in the name of the world, Velt, that the teku is no trika for tishbi yitaritz kushis abayis, and it means the Sofik will remain an outstanding Sofik until Eliyahu HaNavi will come and he'll answer up the Sofik. The Chidor writes that many people were hesitant to accept this interpretation of teku as an otrikun, because the Rambam seems to imply that what does he get from the Rambam? Let's see if we can remember. Not sure exactly what he wants to get from the Rambam, but there is a little bit of a problem about Elio. I mean, I don't know, Elio is a Talmud Chacham, maybe not as a Novi, a Novi Rasha Elchadish Dov. Anyway, getting back to the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, it says, Yoshmim kol echad v'echad mevarach li'atzmo, but hesebu echad mevarach l'kulam. So the Gemara is medayik. Hesebu in, lo hesebu lo. That one can be mevarach l'kulam only if it's hesebu, but if there was no hesebu, then one is not mevarach for the others, but rather each one is mevarach liatzmo. I'm not sure exactly why the Gemara needs such a diuk. It's pretty much explicit in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Yoshvu kol echad mevarach kol echad liatzmo. So take a look at Tosfos Divrei Maskil Hesebu, that perhaps there's no raya from the Reisha. It could be that when it says Yoshvu kol echad vechad mevarach liatzmo, that's in a situation where he calls it Yoshvu letzorach acher, not for the purpose of achila, but for some other reason they were sitting together. But if they were yoshvu l'shem achila, then even though lo asevu, it could be one is mevarach l'kulam, and the Gemara is now being medayik that that's not so. Ramini, we have a kasha from a brisa. The brisa says asora shayu holchim baderech afal pisha kulam ochlim mikikar echad. If they all have one kikar that they share together, maybe they're partners, is that's not considered a kviyas kol echad v'echad mevarech li'atzmo. But if they stop on the way, the yoshvu lechol, they eat together, afa pish kol echad v'echad ochel mikikro, and it's not a Muslim meshutov, it's each one eating from his own kikar, zechem v'vorach l'kulam, and it says yoshvu, k'toni yoshvu, afal pishalo esevu. So what do we do here? Is there a stira between the Braisa and our Mishnah? And it's interesting, the Braisa mentions asara, and we'll see this later on in the Mishnah, asara shachlu yachad mezamnin. And that's a din in Zibun, as far as haskar shem Hashem, baruch l'kevi shachal mishalo. And the Braisa says, Asar Sha'ochlu, in order to teach us that if they are 10, and they're roi for a zima b'shem. But nevertheless, sometimes they're not mitztarif, because kol echad v'echad mevarach l'atzmo, in a case of holchim baderech. But now we have a case of yeshiva, and you don't seem to require a seva, and yet the Braisa says, echad mevarach l'kulam amrav nachman bar yitzchak igon. The Braisa is talking about a case, the Amri Nezil v'nechol lachma b'duch ploan. It means that they turned one to the other and they said, let's go sit down in a certain place together and we'll be koveh suda together. And here it seems that the Dibur and the Eitz, the fact that they consulted together and decided as a group to eat together at the same time, that's called Hezminu as Atzmolakach. That's considered a Chashivus and a Kvius, even in a case where they're only sitting and they're not reclining. So both according to the Mishnah and the Braisa, Echem Vrach Lekula. But Yashvim Aleim, if each one decides to sit in his own place, even if they're sitting pretty much in the same proximity, is that's not called a Kvius. And the Gemara now tells a Maisa, Ki Noch Nafshe De Rav, when Rav went out of this world, is Ozlu Tamid Basrei, after the Levaya and the Kvura and the Levaya, they went towards another Suda, I mean, another city. Now it seems that the way we read this Gemara, the Talmidim, after the Levaya and the Kvura of Rav, after the Levaya, which means the accompaniment of the coffin of Rav, for Kvura, they buried him in a different city, and when they came back from the Kvura, Ki Hadre Amri, they said one to the other, Nezel v'nechel, let's go and eat lachma, a loaf of bread, on a hard denok, at a certain place, on Sfasanor. They will sit down right near the water, and that's a good place for us to eat bread together, to break bread together. Basa de Karchi, after they finished eating, and now they had to bench, Yasvi v'kami boiluhu, they started clearing back and forth. When it says in the Mishnah, Hesevu, Echad Mvarch Lekulam, Hesevu Dafka, Tanan has to be Belosh, and it has to do an act of Heseva, and that's what combines them, unifies them into one Chaburova Aval Yashvu. But if they're sitting together, that's not called the Kvius. O Dilma, maybe, came in the Amri, since they decided together, Nezel, they said one to the other, let's go. Venechel Rifta, Beduchta Planyasa, is that's already a kvius together of Suda and Kiyasevitam. It has the same status as a Seva. One person would make the bracha for all the others. Lo Havi Biyadai, they couldn't come up with an answer. Vekam Rav Ado Bar Ava, who was a great disciple of Rav. And here we turn to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Ahader Kirei Liachore. After they had done Kriya, because of the din that a Talmud is Korea al Rabo, then Hichsir Lachover Esakera. In other words, he turned around his beged, his chalok, his cloak, in such a way that what was inside now is on the outside. And Vakara, and he did another Kriya, Kriya Chrina, second Kriya. And this is a demonstration of Avelus, like on the day of Misa. So it means they desperately needed a horah from Rav, and he was not alive to give him the horah. They didn't know how to be mora horah. So Amar Rav Ad Barav Noch Nafshi de Rav Ubirchas Mizonik Lo Gamrinon. Rav went to his world, and we don't even know had a paskin on a Mishnah with regard to a din of Birchas Hamazon. Adi Osa, whose Sava, one of the elders, came along, Ramalu Masnis and Abraisa. He raised the question of the stira lechor between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah seems to indicate that you need dafka hesevu, but Yashvu kol echem v'varch liat. So the Braisa says in Feirish that even Yashvu echem v'varch lekulam v'shani lehu, and he quoted the answer that we gave to reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa. It came in the Amri Nezel v'nechel lachma v'duchplan, when they said those words, let's go together and sit down in a certain place and we'll eat bread together, is kesevu dami. And therefore, in our case as well, let's assume that since we said nezel v'nechel v'duchplan, therefore we have a heseva. So this is going to be where we're going to stop here on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. I just want to add a little bit from my Rebbe. My Rebbe used to say, based on this story about Rav Ad Barava and his group, that when a person loses a Rebbe, avelus is when you realize the loss, and a human being is irreplaceable. In a case of a Rebbe, how much more so? And they realized anew that they couldn't get along without the Rebbe. They couldn't even answer a simple question, what should have been a regular question based on a Mishnah of Birkas HaMazon. And that generates a new feeling of Avelus, and it's Machayev, a new Kriya. Perhaps in the next year we'll embellish this a drop more, but I just wanted to mention that in one of his Tshuva Drushes, the Rav speaks a great length about this particular story of the Gemara after the Patira of Rav. Take this opportunity, wish everyone a great Shabbos, and Emirtz Hashem on Motzi Shabbos, or perhaps more likely on Sunday morning, we'll start the Sugyan Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph.